BBC Radio Jersey.
Some of you may well remember when sports and church just didn't mix at all. You know, if you were a churchgoer, then getting involved in sports matches on a Sunday morning was certainly frowned upon. Well, that's all changed now. Over the years, it's been recognised that sport is important in our communities. It brings people together, so why wouldn't Christians want to get involved in all of that? And of course, there are other opportunities to go to church other than on a Sunday morning. Today is National Sports Sunday, when we celebrate the church's contribution to our wider sporting community. And boy, have we been celebrating sport in abundance this weekend with the Interinsulars. We had the Upton finals, didn't we? We had the Interinsular basketball, and of course we had the Marathi Vars final. Across the British Isles, there are loads of sports chaplains who are directly involved in sport, and many of them are part of a group called Sports Chaplaincy UK, whose vision is to embrace the world of sport and those who take part in it. Well, Warren Evans is the chief executive of that organisation, and I'm delighted to say that he's with us in the Channel Islands this morning. Why are you having this National Sports Sunday then, Warren?
Well, it's really just, as you've already said, to encourage the church to look at a community that is a wonderful community and to engage with them. You know, so often we think of sport simply as an activity. And as you've already mentioned, it happens, a lot of sport happens on a Sunday. And so often church can think, oh, we're in competition. And it's really to make them think, no, we're not. It's a wonderful community. Across the whole British Isles, that's 25 to 30 million people are engaged in sport. So we're trying to encourage the church to look differently. Look differently at that community, look at that community through the eyes of a compassionate God, and pray for them, and be enthusiastic about them, celebrate them. And most of our community is already going to health clubs, dropping the kids off at sports clubs. So it's about saying, be a little bit more intentional. Can you pray for your community? Can you be actively and intentionally engaged with that community and being an expression of God's love and compassion to it?
Time and time again, we're told, aren't we, in church, we should be where people are, not where we necessarily want them to be. Is that what this is about as well?
You've hit the nail squarely on the head. It's about the Great Commission. The Great Commission doesn't say come, it says go. And therefore, we want to encourage the local church to go to their community, to stop thinking just as an activity, but to think of people and to see how we can engage them and to just journey with people in life. And so we've got some great facilities. Sometimes it's about local church offering those great facilities to maybe a local football club or rugby club or netball club to use that for a special evening. Even send a youth worker out, but just to do something different and to celebrate the contribution of sport in their community, but also to celebrate people. God loves people, and we're called to love people as well.
And church community facilities are there for the community. I remember growing up and playing badminton in my local church hall. I mean, sport is played in church facilities, isn't it?
Exactly. And sport and church obviously initiated many, many sports clubs in the past. And so we've got this interesting relationship with sports. So I want to really redeem that relationship and take it forward in a positive way on how we can use our facilities well, but also, again, serve that community. We are the church. We're in our communities. And it's about saying, let's do it intentionally. Even if it's just dropping off a bag of oranges, if it's praying for people. What does prayer mean? Prayer simply means we care enough to think about you.
But sport can also be seen to be divisive. I mean, here we are in these Channel Islands, and Jersey beat Guernsey in the football yesterday afternoon, you know, the big interinsular match that's played every year for the Marathi Vars. I mean, it's important to remember the losing side as much as it is to win, isn't it, really?
Definitely. Yes, we know sport is about competing, and we know there's no point competing if you're not aiming to win. But really, sometimes it's how we handle ourselves both in victory and defeat, and show a little bit of grace and compassion, but also just enjoying the moment as well.
Yeah, and what about praying for victory then? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
We would never encourage that. there's loads of sports chaplains. It would be like two prophets on a field having a go at each other. We pray for people. You want your local team to win because you know how much it impacts your local community. But really, we're praying for people, for families, for situations, so they can play to the best of their ability. But we just want just to engage people in that level.
And I suppose the crux of our conversation this morning is that irrespective of the timings, even if the timings clash, church and sport are not mutually exclusive, are they?
That's correct. Yeah. I've got one of my friends who's a minister, and he saw the dads and lads, and he said, go to your clubs. go take your kids, and we'll change the time of church. And sometimes that's about the church being a little bit more responsive, about being a little bit saying, how can we serve our community better? And yes, church does happen on a Sunday, but I've never read in my Bible it has to be on a Sunday, and it has to be at 10 o'clock or 6 o'clock or 10:30. So yeah, my mate's changed it to 4:30, and he may even change it again to meet the needs of his community.
Yeah, Warren, good to talk with you. I mean, I'd hate any child to think that somehow church was stopping them enjoying their sport.
Well, God loves people and he loves sport, and therefore I don't think it's a tough question for families, but so often we don't want to ever tell a kid, choose God or sport. Like you say, they're not individual, you can do them both together, and God loves people.
Warren, thank you. Good to talk with you this morning. Really nice to have you with us here in the Channel Islands. Warren Evans, Chief Executive Officer of Sports Chaplaincy UK, on what is this special Sunday for an opportunity for us to celebrate sport and faith together. National Sports Sunday.